A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 16 to 30. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." And all spoke well of him and marveled at the gracious words that were coming from his mouth. And they said, "Is not this Joseph's son?" And he said to them, "Doubtless you will quote me the proverb, 'Physician, heal thyself.' What we have heard that you did at Capernaum, do here in your hometown as well." And he said, "Truly I say to you, no prophet is acceptable in his own hometown. But in truth, I tell you, there were many widows in Israel in the days of Elijah, when the heavens were shut up 3 years and 6 months, and a great famine came over the land, and Elijah was sent to none of them, but only to Zarephath in the land of Sidon, to a woman who was a widow. And there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." When they heard these things, all in the synagogue were filled with wrath, and they rose up and drove him out of the town and brought him to the brow of a hill on which their town was built, so that they could throw him down the cliff. But passing through their midst, he went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Mark Newman, Zion Lutheran Church, Colby, Wisconsin.
"I don't love you," the boy said to his father. The boy had missed his curfew the night before. He was late coming home and had an accident running into a cable stretched across the sidewalk. As he walked into the house, doubled over in pain, he told his dad what had happened, but his father asked him, "What drugs have you taken?" The boy was vehement in telling his dad there were never any drugs, but his dad didn't believe him. The father didn't know what was wrong, but he took him to the ER, where the boy was quickly taken into surgery for a ruptured gastric system. The next day, while they were playing chess, the dad asked his son if he loved him. The boy replied, "I don't love you. You don't trust me." The boy rejected his father. I know this story because I was that boy. I rejected my father. Rejection is the theme of the story in Luke 4. After Jesus' baptism, he began his ministry by teaching in the synagogues in Galilee, telling God's people that the kingdom of God has come near. He healed the sick, casting out demons, bringing the dead back to life. Now, even though these people did not have CNN or Fox News, news about Jesus spread so that whenever he came into a town, he was mobbed by the waiting crowds. He was no different when Jesus returned to his hometown of Nazareth. They had so many nice things to say about him. When he came to church, they even asked Jesus to read the Bible lesson chosen for that day. He read these words from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." He then added these words of explanation, "Today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Their answer to him indicates that they were more than just a little skeptical. They were ready to reject him. "Didn't he grow up here?" they said. "We know his parents. If he can do miracles over in Capernaum, why doesn't he do them now for us?" Jesus' reply pointed out their unbelief. He reminded them of times when God gave help to Gentiles rather than to his chosen people, Israel. Jesus' message was a call to faith like that of the foreign widow and the enemy general. The crowd understood what Jesus was saying and rejected it outright. The congregation rose up in anger, grabbed Jesus and dragged him to the top of a cliff to kill him. That's vehement rejection. But look at how Jesus responds to their rejection. He doesn't argue but allows himself to go with them. Jesus was not coming back to his hometown to catch up with friends. I'm sure Jesus knew his hometown was going to reject him and his message, and yet he still came to them. That's grace. He still confronted them and spoke the good news to them. He even allowed them to vent their self-righteous anger and drag him out of town. Finally, then, they witnessed a miracle as Jesus walked right through them without being stopped. And why was Jesus doing this? Because he loved them. He wanted them to believe the message of God's love for them, to recognize him not only as a messenger, but the message from God, and receive what he was about to do for them through his death and resurrection. We have a similar problem. We know the promises of God. Jesus taught us that God will provide for our daily needs. But even while we know that message, it's hard to hold on to those promises and trust him when prices are rising and the paycheck is getting smaller. Not believing in God's promise, we worry and look for other angles to earn what we really don't believe he will do for us. But not trusting what he promises to do for us, that's rejection of God. We reject God when we say those things that are nice about God, but don't live out our belief with our lives. When all around us problems are blooming, it's hard for us to keep our eyes on the promise of eternity in heaven. So what can we do? Turn away from whatever is distracting you. Focus your attention on Jesus and his message for you. His message is freedom from slavery to sin, freedom through water and his word, freedom from rejection and guilt. He has declared now as the year of the Lord's favor for you. As we gather together around his word and those visible forms we are being, given the grace to see Jesus for who he really is, the Messiah, the fulfillment of God's promise with you today. Amen.
We thank Pastor Mark Newman for this meditation on God's Word.